The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Yeah, the Raiders got a nice haul for Khalil Mack. But boy, how do you trade a guy like that in his prime? I mean, if you just, I guess if you decide there's no way we're going to pay him.
We can't pay him. I mean, what was their defense last year? They were like the 23rd ranked defense. I mean, you're going to pay him all that money?
I mean, it's not like you're going to be better.
No, but now you've got two first round draft picks.
Well, and I think it depends on how good the Bears are, because if those wind up being sort of late first round picks, whatever you do, you're not going to get a player of Khalil
Mack. You're probably not getting Khalil Mack. Texas, my goodness. Yeah, they were getting blown out in that game. I don't understand what they see in this Ellinger. He's just not for me. Not the best coaching job by Tom Herman. They've got to be disappointed. I mean, there were high hopes for this season.
If your coach is going to be really good, year two is where you should see the improvement. And we may yet see it, but it sure looked a lot like last year.
They've really got to get some better quarterback play. I thought their defense would be better than it was. They let Maryland run around on them.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975, at M.K. Pallet, as our buddy Eric Warner from Carbock joins us. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Missed the first 2 hours, a lot of football talk. And, you know, I know that most of you are not listening today, but for those of you who are, hopefully you're enjoying it. And now we've got Eric here, so it's all going to get better.
It's all beery. But apparently it was almost not, from what I hear.
Well, yeah, listen.
He AJ, down. So, you know, you've got to... I mean, you're always, like, harsh on my people for, like,
I know.
Beer fails.
Well, that's their job.
And this is, like, the umpteenth beer fail in a row. I mean, you ultimately didn't fail because we have beer. So you pulled out the fourth quarter rally here. But
right.
But, I mean, I think I'd be bringing you in and having a conversation anyway and be like.
Right. If I worked for you, like, if I worked at a brewery, that'd be understandable. I'm always here to do the radio show. It's not like I show up without a microphone.
Right, but you've been saying for weeks we're going to have something from your archives, like your treasure trove.
We do.
Okay.
Recent additions to the archives.
Yeah. Like five like, minutes ago.
Fill that bottle. That wasn't cold when I got it.
Okay. Hey,
that's not
results
that recent.
Are all that matter, right?
Exactly.
You put the puck in the back of the net, as you like to say.
That's all we're saying.
But... All right.
And plus, if I would have brought something from mine, it would have been sour and Fred would have been upset. So
wait, I thought Fred didn't like IPAs.
Fred, he's coming around on IPAs. He doesn't like sour.
Yeah, sour just... I don't like sour anything, not just sour beer.
Yogurt, not your thing?
Nothing with any kind of sour taste to it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I never have liked it.
Vinegar? Like any kind of pickle?
I hate things. Pickles. I hate vinegar. All and right. My wife loves vinegar on everything. Apparently in Canada.
I don't like vinegar either. Oh, like man. Malt vinegar is my number one worst smell.
I don't know why people put that ruin a good fish and chips.
I don't get it. I tell the waiter or waitress, please don't bring that to the table. I don't want it here.
Yeah, the smell.
Because I mean, if they bring a bottle, it's one thing. But if they bring like a ramekin full of malt vinegar, that it like ruins my meal.
Well, you think about it. That's what these like brewing countries did with their waste product, right? They took this dregs at the bottom of the ale tanks, and they could, you know, what's that deal in Australia? Vegemite.
Yeah.
That is like harvested from the bottom of their beer tanks.
Yeah.
So at least they're like, all right, we're going to do something with this. But yeah, I think that stuff's all gross.
Like it smells like cat piss to me.
And the wife pours it on everything. And I had to tell her.
Like, malt vinegar.
Yeah, all kinds of vinegar. She's just a vinegar freak.
Gross.
And I just told her, man, if you're going to cook food for both of us, don't put that crap on there because I won't eat it.
You don't have to put it on my food. One time when I lived in Nashville, I worked at a bar, and I was a bartender, and like out on the floor where the waiters and waitresses were, it was like I forget even what the place was called. I think it was called Bailey's, which is like, it's like Fox and Hound, and it's right there on the main drag through Nashville. And somebody dropped a bottle of malt vinegar, probably I'd say a good 15, 20 yards from me. I was retching. I mean, it was like, it ruined my day. It is a powerful, powerful smell. I don't mess with it.
I don't have anything other than the obvious, like, you know, sewer smells or stuff like that, that like really is going to make me just gag, right? But yeah, I get it. I get it. All right. Well, what do we have then, AJ? What are we drinking here?
Well, I've never had it. Andrew sent me some pictures.
Okay.
And, I said, well, there's something I haven't had. And just...
Should I pour it up?
Yeah, pour it up.
All right. Black Hole.
Black Hole.
And this is from Belgium?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it says Belgium, but I thought they were from Denmark. But I'm not 100% sure.
No, it says Belgium right here, man. I mean, I don't have my glasses, but I'm pretty darn sure that says Belgium.
So is it Mikkeller or Mikkeller?
Oh, this is a Mikkeller deal.
Okay.
I think it's Mikkeller is the way I've always heard it. But
stout brewed with coffee, honey, and vanilla.
Ooh.
That's got to be good, right?
Yeah. And he's like a gypsy brewer, right?
Oh, yeah. I think he gets around quite a
like
bit.
Brewing at different breweries. Yep. And all right. So Andrew said this is a winner.
No, Andrew just sent me a picture of what they had at HEB, and I said, "Oh, well, I haven't had that. Let's get
see,
that."
See now, Fred, I smell this, and I smell it. To me, it smells like it's going to have a little bit of acidity to it, just off the bat. I'm not. Did you have a sip yet?
I did.
Am I right?
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like a? Do you think it's going to be like a Belgian yeast stout? Is that what they're working with?
Yeah, or maybe they're trying to do like a mashup between a because one of the styles that I really love over in Belgium is the Flanders Red or Ode Brune, they call it.
Yeah,
and it's got a little bit of acidity to it, but it's pretty malty as well, and somehow that whole combination kind of works for me. But they're not typically this dark and this rich, so let's give it a whack.
All right.
I like it. What do you think, Fred?
Solid.
What are the notes for you, Eric? You're the master.
I mean, certainly, you know, some like burnt sugar, molasses-y kind of notes. No doubt about it. Getting the acidity, it almost like comes across to me a little bit sort of Worcestershire like sauce wise, yeah. Which again isn't a bad thing. But I like it because it's not super sweet and it's got kind of a roast malt finish on the back end.
Normally if there's vanilla, it's sweet. And this, you can't even really taste vanilla. And especially they said they've got honey in it. I mostly get coffee from it.
Yeah, me too.
So,
and it's got a little bit, if you wait about 15, 20 seconds after your sip, it's got a little aftertaste to it. It comes on really late.
But what I do like about this beer, what I really love about this beer is that it's like hitting every spot on the palate. You're getting the upfront sweetness. You're getting some acidity and a little bit of saltiness kind of on the side, middle of the tongue. and you're getting a little bit of roasty bitterness in the back. And, you know, it. A lot of times you'll have a beer and it's empty in the middle of the palate, right? You'll get this something like up front, and then you get like this lingering kind of whatever on the back. But this one has a really good transition from front to back. And that's, to me, the hallmark of a good beer. So, AJ, you rallied from the jaws of defeat and pulled one out here. I like this beer.
All right. Then it's a win.
That would be like a fun thing we could do every once in a while, is like just a grab bag of beers and almost like a, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down kind of thing.
So up for that.
It's always fun getting your opinion of these other beers, though, because, I mean, you know exactly what's going on from one sip, basically. Like when we brought the Canadian ones up here and you were just like describing them in detail after a couple sips. That's fun for me for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, I like it, and I do that with, like, I love food, right? So it's kind of those two go together too, and I'm always like tasting stuff, and I really enjoy that. And that's like, you know, I've always grown up being kind of a visual person, right? And but now I'm really into texture and taste. That's like, as I get older, that's what I really enjoy the most. I mean, I still love sound, good rock and roll, whatever, but. But yeah, this is quite a departure from the German lagers I was drinking last week. You know,
yeah, how was that?
That was great. I mean, little hop symposium. You know, we were checking out the German hop crop, looking at some of their new.
How long were you over there?
It was like 10 days total, okay. 9 days. Yeah, and went and visited a couple breweries that are still doing things like super traditional, like with the open fermenters and. Like this brewery went to in Salzburg, Austria. They had equipment they were still using that was like from the 1800s. And this beer was great. I mean, it was, you know, lighter German beer, right? Nothing like this black hole we're drinking. But yeah, it was a great trip and fun times, good colleagues, and we had a blast.
Now, did you bring anything back from Germany for us to sample?
You know, AJ, I almost thought about when you texted me and said, dang, I've forgotten beer yet again. Mm-hmm. I almost went home to grab this bottle of Hefeweizen that I got, which okay. I love, and I know you hate.
It's not
and
my
I
favorite.
I was going to make that your, like, punishment.
Listen, I'm always open to trying new stuff. You never know.
As far as Hefs go, this one's pretty darn good. But
the Live Oak Hef, I'll drink that.
Okay.
It's not my, if I've got the choice of beers to drink on any given day, it's typically not what I'll pick. But if it's done right, it could be good.
Well, and I think that's the key to any great, you know, food, beverage, whatever. It's like, yeah. Hey, it may not be my cup of tea, but if you can at least get to the level to where you sort of appreciate, like, I know this is well made. I know the ingredient selection is good and the process is good and flavors are harmonious. Then
harmony.
Harmony.
That's
man.
What we're looking
That's
for.
That's what we're all looking for, right? Domestic harmony and.
Of course.
World peace. Yes. And all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
I'm reading a new book, by the way.
About what?
About the complete antithesis of that. Have you ever read Blood Meridian? I bet Fred has.
No, I haven't.
By Cormac McCarthy?
No.
So he did The Road, which they turned into
And he did No Country for Old Men?
No Country for Old Men. But this is basically, it takes place in the borderlands of Texas and Mexico in 1849.
Some bad hombres down there.
OMG, man. There is scalpins and philandering and pillaging and, you know, Mexicans, Native Americans, Indians, whatever they called them back then, you know, American white people. But that is as unharmonious, brutal situation as you could ever imagine. Of course, it's all about the whiskey there.
Oh, yeah.
Like whoever had whiskey was... You know,
yeah, nobody drank beer back then. Not in America.
It wouldn't survive out there, right? There was no way to preserve it.
How did hop selection go?
Good, good. The harvest is a little early this year. The aroma varieties are suffering in yield and alpha acid content because of the heat. Germany had a hot summer. And that was the really interesting thing. They're like developing these new varieties that are specifically like heat tolerant because they've really noticed this big spike in Northern Europe in temperatures of the last 20 years.
So here's my question.
Yep.
It's been a rough summer, which means, like you said, low output and lesser quality. Do they charge more even though it's a lesser quality because the demand for, like, supply and demand, because there's less of it? What's the, what does it, or does it stay the same?
Fantastic question. So generally, the way it works is a little of both. If you're pre-contracted and you bring crap to the table at selection time, you're not, it's going to get rejected, which then relegates you to the spot market where you can then get more.
Right.
But then you're kind of dealing with people who are like, don't really necessarily care as much about their quality.
Right.
Willing to accept something of inferior.
It's like a weed guy who gives you a bunch of sticks and stems and, you know.
Bingo. So yeah, they're going to find like the newbie who's like, oh, wow, this is great. So it's not necessarily that dire. Where it is dire is in the Czech Republic with like the Czech Saaz, which is a big kind of Pilsner hop. That's going to be kind of rough. Overall, okay harvest. Not great, but okay.
No, it'll make beer.
It'll make beer. The malt is a little worse off over there. They have a really bad malt harvest this year. And so the malt supplies are actually dwindling because no one really wants to grow barley. Corn and wheat and other sort of grains pay better.
Yeah. So, well, barley at this point pretty much has like one use.
That's right. I mean, you don't even see like grandma even, doesn't like, even make cereal. Beef and barley soup yeah. anymore, yeah. right? No,
it's got. It's
Does a, Campbell's even have that as a soup I anymore?
I don't know, but I don't think there's any other use for barley in 2018 other than beer.
And if you have inferior barley, it becomes feed. Because yeah. that's like if the buyers go out to your barley farm and they're like, nope, this is crap, then it becomes feed. So,
hang around another segment.
Always. All love right. it, guys.
We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Eric Warner here, too, more importantly. Missed you at the brewery on Friday. We had a good time out there. Good crowd. I know you were
still in Germany. I had literally just gotten back to the house. From, of course, marketing department didn't let me know this was going down, but I had literally gotten back to the house from a, you know, 12-hour flight from Germany, hungover as F.
I bet.
Yeah. And AJ texted me, and I'm like, oh, I'll see you guys on Monday.
Kind of figured that would be the case.
But it's always great going over there, man. I just the beer is such a ingrained part of their culture there. It is here too, but and they're both so different, right? Like Germany, it's like, you know, beer is like food. That's how they view it and sustenance. Value it, and it's cheap, right? Like it's so much cheaper than it is here, but they can't still seem to get out of that box, right?
Because they still do everything like with, you know, four ingredients and
and lagers, and then they're really well made, right? They're really good at what they do, but
when you start adding vanilla to things, it gets expensive. You start aging things in barrels, it gets expensive, and they don't do any of that stuff there. You know,
and you're right. It's a bit of a chicken and the egg thing because, I mean, here they are. They're driving around like the best automobiles in the world, so they obviously don't mind paying a little more for quality. But, you know, until somebody, you know, a brewery that, like, charges double for beer really get some momentum, but man, we were drinking like pints of great beer for like, you know, €2.80, which right now is like whatever, $3.30 for a pint of
that's nice,
nice beer,
yeah.
And so it I don't know where it ends up, but I think, you know, they, after decades of sort of beer per capita beer consumption going down and breweries closing, it's all kind of stabilized a little bit. And so we'll see. Then there are a couple like new school homegrown craft breweries over there. Like in Munich, there's one that's, you know, doing like IPAs and stuff. And my buddy's brewery went to down near Salzburg. Like he makes an IPA, makes a killer Imperial Stout. But most of it he has to send to Italy because the Germans can't get their head around it.
Well, that's why you and I, our business plan is so brilliant.
We're going to crush it over there, man.
Before we get to what's going on at Carbach, you are in my fantasy league tonight. Fred and I were talking about this earlier.
Yes.
I have the first pick. You have the third pick.
Yes.
Which I find to be an unenviable spot because you're going to maybe, I mean, I don't know what the number two guy is going to do, but you may be faced with a question of, do I draft Le'Veon Bell or do I not draft Le'Veon Bell?
Not going to take him.
Even if he's still there at three?
Yeah.
Okay.
I you know, I have this weird philosophy with running backs, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Gurley does this year because running backs tend to have, I mean, it's really hard to put together back-to-back really solid years as a running back anymore. And so, and Bell, man, just, you know, he's solid, right? He puts up great numbers every year, but, you know, he's what? He's 29, 30 now?
29, I believe.
Yeah.
And then the fact that if he does come back, week one, like if he shows up week one, you're probably looking at 2 or 3 weeks before he really gets into a groove. He's probably at more of an injury risk than normal because he hasn't done anything in this offseason. It's a really tough call because, I mean, I think he's easily in that. I think he and Gurley are 1 and 1A if everything's, you know, kosher, if everybody's doing a full preseason, and at least in PPR formats, I think they're 1 and 1A. But with what Bell's done, nothing this offseason, and we were talking about this. It's Monday of game week, and he didn't show up. That's alarming.
And it is such a mental thing, right? Like, I mean, not as much as maybe like golf or tennis or something, but every athletic endeavor, you know, there's a huge mental aspect of it if you're going to be great. And, you know, his head's not in the game right now. It's clear. And I get it. I mean, I think he hasn't been paid probably what he's worth. So I understand what he and his agent are doing. Don't hold that against him.
Yeah.
But in terms of me and the draft, yeah, I'm a pass. I will not take him.
Well, what's coming up at Carbach?
So, Carbachtoberfest coming up in just a
couple weeks now.
Yeah, a couple weeks. And, I mean, weekend one, we've got Two Tons of Steel, Los Carnales, and Mr. Wives is our musical acts. Weekend two, Dirty River Boys, Wild Child, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And then weekend three, that first weekend in October, we got Quaker City Nighthawks, the Texas Gentlemen, and then the final night on Saturday, October 6th. We're going to, you know, close this thing out with fireworks. We got Jack Ingram, Bruce Robeson, John Bauman. So we're going to have, you know, great food. We're going to have the Stein hoisting competition. AJ, I've told you, you need to go out and, you know, kind of school these young kids who think they got something on the ball. We're going to have oompa music throughout. So it's going to be a great time. And, you know, what better way to, you know, christen the advent of fall with a little Oktoberfest beer and hanging out with some of your buddies at Carbach Brewing.
It'll be a good time. I believe it. I might come out there and do that Stein hoisting. Although my shoulder's worse than ever, I think.
What happened?
What happened is like 5 years ago, I tore my labrum, rotator cuff, and biceps tendon. And I knew that if I got it fixed, then I wouldn't be able to train anymore. So I just didn't get it fixed. And now it hurts pretty much all
catching
the time.
Catching up with you.
Pretty much all the time.
I mean, I think there's like, you know, homeopathic cures for that, like certain natural things you can ingest and maybe like stretching or flexibility exercises or something like
once,
that.
Once it's like torn, I don't think you can really like.
So surgery or nothing?
Yeah, it's going to have to be a surgery.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah, I'm probably going to. My wife's been on my ass to get it done, so I may have to do that pretty soon, which not ideal, but we'll see.
Well, what would that mean to the radio show? Would Fred be flying solo for a couple weeks?
I've showed up here. I've had two full knee reconstructions and showed up the next day and sat here and done the show. So, yeah, I'll be all right.
Yet you can't figure out how to bring beer.
Again, Fred, do I do my job? I do my job, right?
Yeah, although this is getting to be like a month-long thing now. So
see, normally it's dump on Fred time, but this time it's dump on you a little bit,
Are you guys
man.
Drinking beer or not?
We are, and that's what I said. You took care of it at the end of the day.
I took care of it. But thanks to Andy. Shout out Andy.
All right. Thank you, Andy.
No longer an intern. He's now employed here, so I was probably on the clock when he did that, I think.
What was his turnaround time? Like you said, dude, I need you to go do this now. Like, how quick was he back?
Honestly, I don't know. Maybe 40 minutes.
Yeah, pretty quick. Because
I think it would have been faster, though, because he sent me all these pictures and while we were on the air, and I had to wait till a break to look at them. So I think I could have. He probably could have been back here 5 minutes faster, but he had to wait on me.
He probably stood and ogled over the beer selection for a little bit too.
Probably.
He was like, man, I wish I could get this. I'm gonna, man, could I rack up AJ's credit? No, I'm still up and coming here. I'm gonna take it.
He didn't blow that yet.
No. He needs to build a little more trust before he like.
Well, plus, like as soon as he swipes my credit card, I get an alert on my phone. So it, like, I know what he's doing. I know what he's up to. I knew when he was heading back. So it's a good thing.
Well, Andy done well. He done well. This is a good beer, and I appreciate you doing that. And when are we going to do our beer, man? Like we need to get something on the date for early October. We're going to do a pumpkin beer, right? That's kind of what we talked about.
Well, we talked
last
about
time.
Doing something autumnal.
Autumnal, yes. Yes.
Because I was like, I don't know if I want to do a pumpkin beer because
Everybody does pumpkin beers,
and I don't want to do like, you know, some. Like, I think the best way to do pumpkin beer now is to do, like, a pumpkin stout. But everybody, I mean, it's being done.
Yeah.
I want to try something new.
New frontiers.
But I am open for the beginning of October, getting together and making something happen. I need you to, like, request some time for us to have that pilot system.
Yep.
And not have one of your...
First week of October.
One of your chuckos in there, you know... ruining things for us.
No, this is gonna be you and I driving the ship. We're gonna be at the
that's right,
the helm of the Enterprise.
The first weekend of October is the weekend after Swansea Day in New Orleans. I'll be in good spirits to make beer,
and yet again I'm not gonna be able to make that trek with
I know, but
you know where I'm gonna be.
Where are you gonna be?
I'm gonna be in Yakima, Washington for the Fresh Hop Ale Festival.
Oh, really?
So, going to do the week prior, leading into that Saturday, doing our Carbach American Hop selection. And then they have this Fresh Hop Festival. I don't know how these breweries, like, turn it around that fast. That seems like something they should have, like, in
a couple
mid
weeks
to
later.
Late October. Yeah. But But apparently, it's a great festival. They get like 5,000 people.
Nice.
And so,
you ever been to it?
No. And every year, like everybody's like, oh, you got to come to this. You got to come to this. But it's kind of at the end of selection, because selection is generally the month of September. Like right now, the Cascade and Centennial, some of the early varieties are coming off. So, but it wraps up kind of end of September. So anyway, we'll both be at great events that
we'll
last
be doing all right.
Saturday in September.
We'll be doing all right. All right, that's Eric Warner from Carbach. Appreciate it as always, my man. And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, but we'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. My Argos have tied Hamilton 14-14 with 4:52 to go in the second half, second quarter.
So it's a good thing?
Yeah, I'm plus +9 with Toronto. So
okay.
You want to take a call?
We can.
Ike's been holding for a while there.
Let's talk to him, man.
All right. What's up, Ike?
Sports, gentlemen.
Sports to you, sir.
So I. Thanks. Hey, so I swear to God, I used to always think to myself, God, I hope somebody tells me that they read Blood Meridian so we could talk about it. And I heard Eric talk about Blood Meridian. And I swear, man, maybe since, I don't know, since maybe about 2008, I really started getting into audiobook and anything, you know. And maybe I'll say maybe about 35 books I've listened to. And Blood Meridian, it's the one book that I had to replay so many times just to get every word because it was very important for the monologue. It's like they did such a good job at making you believe that you were there and you saw all the ugliness. And another thing, if they ever do like top 10 fictional badasses, Judge Holden, some 7-foot albino who was, I don't know if he was a god, but he was there, and the dude Glanton, he's a real person, but anyway Judge is fictional, but that dude was cold. God, he was cold.
Well, good
anyway,
to know.
I
said good to know. I'll have to check that book out, I guess. I've read a lot of Cormac McCarthy. I haven't read that book.
I just popped it on iBooks, so.
All right, you got it?
iBooks has been a life changer for me. Although I don't have time to read, but...
Right. You know, who has time for... Well, he was saying he listens to an audiobook. That's...
Yeah, I don't really have time for that either. I read on the plane, but this time of year, like... I read almost all my reading in the summer, especially on vacation.
Right.
And I try to get in 5, 6, 7, 8 books on vacation. But this time of year, it's almost hopeless. And not that I have anything against audiobooks. We do a bunch of them. I just prefer reading.
Yeah.
You know, people are different.
Different strokes for different folks, Fred.
Yeah. So I have something I want to share here. Because, yeah, I have to send out work emails a lot.
Oh, I thought you were about to come out of the closet.
No.
No, okay.
No, I don't really.
Just the way you said it, it made me think like you were about to tell me you think I'm handsome.
I don't. Believe me, if I rolled that way, you would not be my type.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What would be your type? Jong?
No.
Eric?
No.
Andrew?
No.
Kim Jong-un?
No.
No. I don't know then.
Anyway, I just...
Juggalo Trey?
No. God, no.
Would you be into black guys?
I don't know. I don't know what I'd be into because I'm not, so I can't really answer.
But you know enough to say I wouldn't be your type if you were gay.
Yeah, because
that means you must know that you have a type.
Well, I don't necessarily have a type. I just am not. I would find someone as annoying as you would not be attractive to me. I'm sorry.
You think you'd like Latin guys?
I don't know. It'd have to be somebody who wasn't annoying.
Like think about Ricky Martin in his prime. Would you be into that? You think?
Yeah, that was so long ago. Now I think of him as probably an older guy.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like 1999 Ricky Martin. Living La Vida Loca Ricky Martin.
I don't know.
Would you want someone muscular or thin?
I'd want someone feminine.
So you'd like someone who's a little thinner. Not, you don't want some bodybuilder.
No, no.
You would.
I don't want any of these.
You're saying you would be a top.
I'm saying I wouldn't do it. So,
I'm just saying if you were, you would be a top.
But it's not going to happen. So,
but if it happened, you would be a top.
It wouldn't happen.
Okay.
I mean, you can keep going on with this, and you're going to get the same answer every time. I mean, that's like saying, "Oh, if you were a really handsome man, what women would you go pick out?" I'm not. Not going to happen.
It's not going to happen for you.
So, quit trying.
All right. Well, it's just throwing some lines out there, seeing what you had going.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
No, you do.
You never know what a guy's into.
No, you do. I know. I know what I'm into.
All right.
And what I'm not. And that's that. One thing I'm into is betting. I can tell you that. And I'm into betting on my bookie. Because, guys, season's here. You've been hearing us talk about it all day. Talk about the action we've been getting in on, everything else. Well, my bookie's a place to go. And the cool thing is, I trust them. They're safe, reliable. They've been in the business for years. And when you win, they actually pay you. That's the best part. They've got in-game live betting, and if you want to get in on the games tonight, they got you covered. The CFL game I played, that was on my bookie. And they're even going to have over-under on fantasy points a player's going to score. So if you want to get in on that, you can. Real simple. On your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar-for-dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie. Side, inside out. Living La Vida Loca. Shampoo you
down. Living La Vida Loca. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
All right, guys, there are a lot of different energy providers out there, and there's a lot of different offers that come from those. There may be some companies who say, we'll give you free weekends or free days or cash bonuses. The list goes on and on and on. But here's the deal. You may have fallen for one of those offers. Months later, you find out you're paying a higher rate than what you signed up for. They're throwing additional fees onto your bill. It's just crazy. You know where you don't get that? Triangle Energy. They don't do it. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that is the rate that you pay. Simple as that. There's no gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out SportsMap.com. A lot of good stuff on there. Cody Stoops just sent me something I'll have up as soon as I get home and sit down and work on it. SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Let's do a dumbass report.
Let's do it. And let's start off with a stinky spot. It's this guy's in deep, deep, deep bleep at this point. He's made a mistake. A burglary suspect who's named Matthew Bloomquist. He's 29 years old. This is Minnesota, by the way.
Oh, jeez.
He was nabbed after his pickup truck got stuck during the getaway in a giant pile of manure. Not a great move to drive through a giant pile of manure. I understand he's got one of those trucks that looks like maybe it could make it through the manure, but manure is an unforgiving beast. You know, it's not like It can be like quicksand. When you once you're in the deep S, that's why they call it that. It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. He was found standing on the side of the road, smoking a cigarette, covered in manure from his waist to his feet when deputies arrived Wednesday morning. He was wearing, this is the best part. This is a white guy, by the way. He was wearing jean shorts over long underwear and no shoes. First of all, white people weren't allowed to wear, they haven't been allowed to wear jean shorts for probably 5 to 10 years now.
There's a lot more rednecks in the Midwest than you would think.
But wearing long underwear under, like,
that is
you're,
not
you're
a
talking
good
about
look.
Like thermal underwear under jean short. What is that look?
In the summer?
That's like the guys who wear leg sleeves under, or they wear tights under their basketball shorts. I'm almost like, what are you doing? And you know, maybe they think that the compression gives them some sort of a, it makes them feel, but really? Under jean shorts? That's the worst possible look. And of course, no shoes, which deputies assumed were somewhere in the manure pile. Obviously, this encounter was accompanied by a strong-smelling odor. Add to that the fair amount of rain we received over the weekend, and you have a nice blend. He was caught snatching lumber and other items from a farm shed in Maine Prairie Township. When the farm owner called to report the overnight burglary, he said, surprisingly, that the pickup involved was still on the property, stuck in manure. The owner said he saw two men, but one managed to run off. Based on this picture, I'm guessing the guy on the passenger side was able to get away. The guy on the driver's side, not so much.
Manure, two men enter, one man leaves.
Yep. Bloomquist said the other man apparently spent hours trying to free the pickup without success. When questioned, he told deputies that his friend bought the lumber and that he was helping him. Goodmanson said a deputy hosed off Bloomquist before taking him to jail, where he was booked on burglary and possession of stolen property charges. His rap sheet includes a 2012 burglary conviction and two arrests for possession of burglary tools. The trip to jail was made with the windows open, the deputy said. It still reeks as of Thursday, so not an ideal. That's like the last guy you want in your cop car. It's the guy who's covered from waist down in cow manure. Authorities in Texas released a video from a police chase with a woman that happened in June. The woman, who had outstanding warrants on her arrest, fled from police and it led them on a dangerous high-speed chase that reached speeds over 100 miles per hour. So she's going.
That would have been a fun one to commentate on.
Officers deployed spikes, but they were ineffective because she was able to cut across a grassy area onto an access road. She eventually got onto the highway and started driving on the wrong side of the road, turned onto the median, and drove in the middle of the highway until a barrier forced her onto the right side of the road. The woman kept going until she rear-ended a pickup truck that was stopped at a traffic light. Here's where the story gets interesting. She got out of her SUV and grabbed a baby carrier from the back seat before fleeing on foot. She ran across the street in front of a white Nissan Xterra. As she jumped into the vehicle on the passenger side, a police SUV blocked the Nissan from driving away. Police ordered the driver out of the vehicle, and she ran around to grab her child from the back seat while officers dragged the woman from the SUV. She was taken into custody and charged with evading arrest, possession of controlled substance, and endangering a child.
A car chase with a baby in the back.
With a baby.
I bet she had a little baby on board sign in the back, too.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah. How long did you say we have, John?
We have about 40 seconds.
The music's playing. All right, that's your dumbass report.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Hope the few of you who are out there enjoyed it.
All seven of you.
We shall be back tomorrow. Great job, John Lee. Great job, Eric Warner. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5
and SportsMap 94.1.